For most people, the question of violence and nonviolence, however, is not a matter of principle. Primarily, the question of nonviolence as opposed to violence is a tactical consideration, the question of what works. What works in any given situation? What is most likely to work? For which investment can you get the most return in capitalist terms? That's a language they understand. The other language is a language they understand as well. They've ultimately exempted themselves, as they convinced the body politic that it had a right to exempt itself from receiving what it is that is dished out by the system. That was what the shock and the ramifications were of 9-1-1. We need to do a little more careful assessment of what it is that that was about. I might not agree that it was the most effective tactic that could have been undertaken at that particular point, but I frankly, for the life of me, can't figure out another, much less a better one, people in Afghanistan or Iraq could have engaged. It's not exactly like they have a military parity with the United States. There's 1.5 million dead in Iraq, and there's 1 million dead in Afghanistan. How much longer were they supposed to be non-responsive? I've had people debate this with me. Brian Wilson, another whose courage cannot be questioned, chained himself to a railroad track in front of an ordnance depot to stop a flow of arms that was going to the Contra War, as I recall, was run over by the locomotive, got right back up and said the same thing he said before. He tells me his method would be to starve the institutional structure, deny it the transfusions of cash it requires, vampire-like, in order to exist. On 9-1-1, 19 guys equipped with $30 worth of box cutters did $100 billion, and the count is increasing, dollars worth of damage structurally to the economy of the United States. That was my initial estimate of how much that was going to ripple out to cost. I think I was low. In other words, 19 guys with $30 worth of box cutters did more bleeding of the system in terms of value that it understands than every boycott and every march and every campaign that we've undertaken since Vietnam. And they did it in about 20 minutes. Now, you do your own calculus on this and figure out whether or not, irrespective of whether they had other options available, it was an effective tactic. In their terms, it had to be. And understand, they are not occupying the privileged positions that we occupy, and understand as well, even to make a decision as to what fashion you're going to represent yourself with in public spaces or whether or not you're going to change your dialect or privileges. People who are in starvation conditions don't have the option of making determinations what the proper diet might be. Whether I'm going to be a macrobiotic, a vegetarian, whether I'm going to subsist entirely on meat or just rice. No, we don't get these choices. See, this is a privileged lot. We're all privileged, every one of us. And the non-privileged make certain choices according to sets of understandings and imperatives that we don't happen to necessarily share. And we got to get used to that too, on the basis of that exercise of mutual respect, try to understand where it is they're coming from. In the process, we might just learn something in a less abstract way than we've been tending to assimilate thus far. You understand? Actually, at that point, other than to make the observation, the people who want to make the argument that the other route, that route of repeating the same failed experiments over and over again on a basis of some presumption of personal moral purity, and that they are in fact being more effective in the long run than people who take direct action of the sorts that occurred in 9-1-1, and I'm not suggesting that that need be repeated, are functioning in the level of absolute duplicity is one possibility, or to cut them more slack, I suppose, on the basis of a delusional self-awareness. Delusional in terms of self, which then precipitates a delusional understanding of the reality they inhabit and engage. And to be delusional is to be curable, but it is not to be in a position of making a determination of the tactical responses appropriate to people who are not. Thank you. With that all said, I think the position that I wanted to take has been pretty well lined out. And with you thus stimulated to reply in kind or in contrary fashion, I think I'll stop impersonating a talking head up here, step back, take a drink of water, and let's get to it. Thank you very much for listening.